Breitbart's Matthew Boyle on War Room, FBI director should be arrested if he refuses to provide information on Trump assassination attempts. By Hannah Knudsen on September 16, 2024. House Speaker Mike Johnson, RLA, should direct the sergeant-at-arms to arrest FBI Director Christopher Wray if he refuses to provide information on the assassination attempts on former President Donald Trump. Breitbart News Washington Bureau Chief Matthew Boyle said during an appearance on War Room Monday. Speaking on the second attempt on former President Donald Trump's life, Boyle noted that America still lacks answers on the first assassination attempt, which occurred in Butler, Pennsylvania, in July. In the case of Butler, we know very little about the shooter. Right, like we know very little about Crooks and his background, his ideology, etc., partially because the FBI is covering it up, he said, noting that the FBI is not providing that information. Because of that, he continued, Congress should be forcing Director Wray to testify every single day until he starts providing that information publicly. Because they know a lot more than they're telling us. Right, and a lot more than the public knows about what happened. He said, noting that Americans already know more about the second suspect, Ryan Wesley Routh, who was active on social media and obsessed with Ukraine. Even donating to Democrats 19 times and donning a Biden-Harris sticker on his vehicle. Not only that, but he was also interviewed by members of the establishment media, also regurgitating their anti-Trump talking points. Related, body cam footage shows attempted Trump shooting suspect arrest. This would be assassin if Donald Trump used one of Kamala Harris's favorite lines, which is that, quote, democracy is on the ballot. End quote. How many times have you heard Kamala Harris say that? Well, this guy said it too. And so he's somebody who clearly was influenced by and affected by, and his worldview was shaped by, these folks, Boyle said. Despite there being more public information this time around, concerns still remain, and Boyle noted that the lead agent in the FBI Miami field office who is leading this investigation brings up some very serious concerns, as there are documents showing he has anti-Trump bias in his background. The FBI has made him clean up his social media, so on and so forth. There are emails and documents that are very concerning about this character. So this guy leading the investigation for the FBI is very troubling. Again, I think there are steps that Congress could take immediately right now to get more to the bottom of what's going on here. He said, emphasizing that this is about the safety of Trump and his family. This also comes amid the backdrop of there is evidence now emerging. According to CNN, reports that intelligence officials have warned senior people around President Trump that foreign adversaries of the United States, particularly the Iranians, are aggressively targeting people, both President Trump and Sen. J.D. Vance, he said, explaining that there must be very serious steps taken here at a certain point, but those have not been taken. It's worth noting that, again, the FBI has been still withholding all information regarding Thomas Matthew Crooks, the character who was at the center, who was the shooter in the Butler case 2 months ago, Boyle said. It's 2 months removed. Boyle said it is time for FBI Director Christopher Wray to be called before Congress and again, provide the information. The sergeant-at-arms should be ordered by the Speaker of the House to arrest the FBI Director and detain him in the Capitol chamber until such time he provides that information, Boyle added. This is a matter of life and death. This is a matter of national security, and the drastic times call for drastic measures. Boyle said it remains the fact that the FBI is still withholding this information from the public, adding that it is incumbent upon Speaker Johnson to act immediately. And it's incumbent upon Republicans in Congress to take drastic steps to secure President Trump, he pressed.